This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Money can motivate us in all sorts of ways, to do all sorts of things, including lose weight. Coming up, we'll talk with a behavioral economist about the way workplaces are using financial carrots and sticks to encourage us workers to get healthier. But first, we reached out to two Marketplace Money listeners who've had some success dieting for dollars, even when other diets have failed. Rob from Connecticut and Liz from Maryland. Hi, Rob. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
Liz, you won your office contest. Tell me a little about it.
Essentially, I started a weight loss competition at my job as a way to kind of get myself out of a rut because it was winter and I had gained a considerable amount of weight over a short period of time. And although I was at that point finally motivated to get going, I felt I needed a little extra incentive to make it a bit more exciting, and then that's where the financial incentive idea came in.
How much weight did you lose? How did it feel to win?
Well, we did it on percent of body weight, and I ended up losing a little over 19%.
Congratulations.
Yes.
How did it feel to sort of step on the scale and have achieved that?
It really, at that point, became kind of a lifestyle change for me. At some point, it was kind of like, whether or not I win the money, I don't really care at this point because I've put in all this work and I'm really feeling good about myself.
And Rob, you're in the middle of your own challenge. Tell me, how's that one working?
Basically, every week I weigh in and if I've lost weight from the beginning of the competition, basically I have to, like, that sets a new kind of low for me to stay at. And if I go above that, then I have to pay $10 to a friend of mine for each week that I'm above kind of the low weight. And then he's holding the money. So it's been going on for a little less than a year now. So right now he's holding about $400.
Okay.
There's also additional penalties and things that total about another $300. So right now there's about $700 on the line. And I need to, in order to get that money back, I need to make it to my goal weight by November 27th.
And how's that looking?
It's going to be close. I have about 12 pounds to go.
You're competing against yourself, is
I
that
am.
Right?
Yep.
For both of you, money is at stake. Liz, you won $2,500, is that right?
That's right. That's with the company match. After the first few weeks we started the competition, my employer was supportive and gracious enough to sponsor the event because this was completely separate from any company initiative.
So Liz, $2,500. Rob, you've got about $700 on the
yep.
line. How does money, I mean, has it factored in for you guys in making the changes that it takes to lose weight?
Well, for me, I think the thing that helped the most was that I was paying $5 a week at every weekly weigh-in, and that really forced me to, even though it was, you know, a relatively small amount of money, it really forced me to have to make a commitment, you know. I didn't want to keep losing $5 a week over the course of a few months. It really helped with the lifestyle change that I was going for at the time.
Yep, and I feel the same way, actually. Like, I think, especially, like, on the weekends, my weigh-ins were on Monday, so on the weekend when I was thinking about eating something, I would always think about kind of having to face the scale Monday morning. And if I wasn't good, having to pay the $10. And so that was kind of enough sometimes to, not always, obviously, because I have so much money in there now, but enough to at least give me pause. And then now that the way the money's accumulated, now it's enough money that really creates a pretty big incentive for me to try to be good until the end.
Have you guys tried in the past other ways to lose weight that didn't have money involved?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd like to think that it's not about the money, but in the times when you're getting tempted, when you see that donut sitting on the counter, I mean, you just think, you know, I would really like to win that money, you know?
I've had that exact kind of thought process as well. Like, you know, my wife sometimes she's a very good cook, unfortunately for me. and so, for example, the other night I came home and she had made pumpkin donuts. And,
ooh,
you know, I saw those and I was kind of like, you know, is this going to be worth $600? And I actually decided that it was worth it. So
you had
good.
A donut.
It was good. We'll see if I have to actually pay for it or not.
I have another question. I mean, the thing with dieting, in my experience with dieting, which I have some, is that you have to make the right choice over and over and over and over. You have to make the right choice every time you look at a piece of food. And that's hard?
Definitely for me, it's the fact that I kind of brought this competition home to my family. Like, my husband really helped me out a lot during this time. And he actually started his own little mini weight loss competition with a financial incentive at his workplace.
I've tried a bunch of different things over the years. And kind of the reason why I kind of ended up with the one that I'm doing now is that kind of the idea was hopefully mm-hmm. that enough money would build up where it would create enough of an incentive for me to be able to make that kind of immediate choice of not to kind of eat the things that I have that I would usually want to eat. Like, I'm a big sucker for ice cream, for example. And so for me to not grab an ice cream cone or something on the way home, you know, it takes a lot of incentive. And actually, kind of the big critical moment for me that I think hopefully will turn the tide for me is that, like, I ultimately ended up just promising my wife that I would not, like, I would be absolutely perfect on the diet from here on out. And that's really the one thing so far that has really kind of made me not fudge it at all. Because sometimes when, you know, it's just one cookie won't hurt, or, you know, it's just an ice cream cone, you know, but like when I made a promise to be absolutely good, you know, that's the thing that's kept me from kind of doing anything at all.
Rob in Connecticut and Liz in Maryland, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.